From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A man who hijacked an Egyptian passenger jet and forced it to land in Cyprus has been arrested, and Cypriot authorities say all passengers and crew are safe. Edward Uranian reports.
The final captives on board the hijacked Egypt airplane were seen exiting the aircraft on the tarmac of Larnaca Airport after a tense standoff inside the plane. Cypriot authorities insist terrorism is not the cause of the Tuesday incident. Cypriot media reported the hijacker, identified as Seyfeddine Mustafa, wanted to speak to his former wife, who lives in Cyprus. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Authorities in Pakistan have detained more than 200 suspected Islamist militants. The arrests come in a major crackdown following the deadly Easter suicide bombing in Lahore. The attack at a crowded public park targeted Christians. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. The United States has ordered military families to leave parts of Turkey. The Pentagon and the State Department said they decided dependents not assigned to Chief of Missions Authority should leave Incirlik Air Base, Izmir, and Mugla due to continued security concerns in the region. U.S. officials say the evacuation is not permanent. The United States says more should be done to increase intelligence sharing in Europe. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the recent attacks in Brussels are a reminder of how important it is for the basic fundamentals of intelligence and national security procedures to be followed. He reiterated U.S. support for Belgium during its investigation. This is VOA News. At an award ceremony for the Toner Prize for Excellence in Political Reporting Monday night, President Barack Obama urged journalists to dig deeper and to demand more. Mr. Obama said the top question he gets when talking to world leaders is what is happening with U.S. politics. He said the presidential campaign has brought what he called divisive and often vulgar rhetoric that corrodes democracy and society. The campaign manager for Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has been charged with simple battery over an incident in which he is alleged to have grabbed a female news reporter. The incident occurred at a campaign event in Florida March 8th. Corey Lewandowski turned himself into police early Tuesday to face the charge. A police report says a court date has been set for May 4th. Lewandowski has denied any wrongdoing. A report finds thousands of children in Yemen are dying from direct and indirect causes of a war. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Children's Fund describes the airstrikes by the government-supported Saudi-led coalition against the Houthi rebels as indiscriminate and disproportionate. Speaking from the capital Sana'a, UNICEF's representative in Yemen, Julian Harnish, says the escalating war is taking a particularly heavy toll on children. Harney says more than 900 children have been killed and around 1,300 wounded in the past year alone. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Niger opposition leader Hama Amadou was granted bail on Tuesday, 5 months after being detained on baby trafficking charges. Amadou says the charges are politically motivated. Last week, he lost a presidential runoff election to President Mahamadou Issoufou. The opposition party boycotted the election. Mr. Issoufou is set to be sworn in for his second five-year term on Saturday. The World Health Organization announced Tuesday that the Ebola outbreak in West Africa is no longer qualifying as an extraordinary event. While the disease is no longer thought to be a public health threat, officials with the WHO are still urging those countries that are affected to be vigilant. The United Nations Refugee Agency says war and a shortage of food are driving tens of thousands of South Sudanese to flee their country into Sudan. The UN says 2.3 million people in South Sudan have been forced to flee their homes since civil war erupted in December 2013. Ukraine's parliament has accepted the resignation of the nation's general prosecutor, who had been criticized for not doing enough to tackle corruption. That move comes a day after several hundred protesters rallied outside the parliament building, calling for Viktor Shokin to step down. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.